MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 4, 2025. State leaders are continuing to press Trump for SNAP funding, and the open door has served hundreds in Gloucester just in one day. Sunny, windy, low to mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:27 a.m. and 10 p.m. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, writes that the Bay State's top Democrats are calling on the Trump administration to release more federal SNAP funding after the White House rolled out a plan to only partially fund the food assistance program. In a filing in the U.S. District Court on Monday, Trump's administration committed to partially funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program with $4.65 billion in contingency funds in November. That's roughly half of the $8 billion a month needed to keep the SNAP program fully funded. Further, the court filing included a warning saying it could take a few weeks to up to several months for the funding to become available for SNAP recipients. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, with SNAP benefits delayed this month due to the federal government shutdown, the Open Doors Emergency Grocery Distribution Saturday provided supplies to 652 Cape Ann residents from 271 households to help mitigate the delay in benefits, according to the nonprofit. Those whose SNAP benefits are on hold, as well as government employees and contractors who have been furloughed due to the shutdown, were invited to a four-hour pickup of free food at the Open Door on Emerson Avenue in Gloucester. The Open Door said it had also added grocery appointments for its Gloucester and Ipswich food pantries this week that will remain in place as needed to connect more people with more food while the SNAP delay continues. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Mike McHugh writes that the city of Salem has launched a relief effort for the residents of 31 and 35 Felt Street who were displaced by a house fire early Sunday morning. The city has started a relief fund with cash donations able to be made online at unipaygold.unibank.com/transactioninfo.aspx or by check at any Salem 5 Bank branch. Donations can be mailed to Salem Relief Fund, care of Salem Fire, 71 Washington Street, Salem, Mass., 01970. Donations are tax deductible and all donated funds will be divided among the victims to help. Cash and gift cards may be dropped off at the Mayor's Constituent Services Office at City Hall, 93 Washington Street, that's on the second floor, during regular business hours. Additionally, the city is asking anyone who knows of apartments for rent in Salem that may be available for the victims to contact jmota@salem.com, who will then share the information with them. ItemLive.com reports that Marblehead students continued to make steady academic gains in this year's MCAS results, as both Marblehead Public Schools and the Marblehead Community Charter Public School highlighted strong growth, data-driven improvement, and the ongoing recovery from pandemic learning loss. While MCAS results across the Massachusetts Commonwealth show many districts are still lagging behind pre-pandemic achievement levels, Marblehead schools, both district and charter, remain ahead of the state average in nearly every category. And, of course, today is Election Day for 55 cities and towns across Massachusetts. Voters in those communities have various issues on the ballot, from mayors and local offices to referenda and overrides. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the fall high school tournament is underway. In field hockey, results from yesterday, Masconomet edged North Attleboro 4-3 behind a three-goal effort from Ava Gulvain. The winning goal was netted by Savannah Stevens. Manchester Essex blanked Triton 6-0. In that game, Abby Kent and Layla Mears each scored a pair of goals. In girls soccer, Beverly 5, Marblehead nothing. Danvers over Chelsea 6-0. Swampscott 4, Quabbin 0, as Chloe Rogers scored three goals for the Big Blue. And it was Pentucket 5 and Salem nothing. In boys soccer, Lexington eliminated Lynn English 3-0. It was Chelsea 2, Danvers 1. Newburyport over Worcester North 1-0. Linfield shut out Monty Tech 4-0. And Marblehead make that Marlboro edged Winthrop 4-3. For St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre, Saturday's win over Catholic Memorial was against an opponent that has size, talent, speed, and coaching.
It's not even statewide. They have the best talent in New England, and it's every year, and they have, I believe they have seven or eight guys with Division I FBS Power 4 scholarship offers. So there's just not a lot of teams walking around New England with that. Tremendously athletic. They're fast. They're huge. It's the biggest team I've ever seen on a high school field. You're going to get the great staff and a coach that's been doing it a long time. It's well documented how good of a coach he is. So we've had a ton of battles with him, and nobody's beat him more than we have. I think since he's come on at CM, that just evened us up at 5-5 since he came on. So we've had great battles with him. High leverage games, playoff games, Super Bowls, that type of stuff. And this one was extra special, just because the magnitude of the game. It was a homecoming game for us. Beautiful day, and it was a huge crowd, and certainly they came in with a great, great team.
That's St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And Julie Halloran of Lynn has been inducted into the New Agenda Northeast Hall of Fame. Halloran was a three-sport athlete, coach, and official. She played sports at Salem High School, where her last name then was Ryan, coached at Swampscott High School, and has been selected to the Hall of Fames at both schools. The full story can be found in today's Daily Item or itemlive.com. In the pros, Celtics lost to the Utah Jazz last night at the Garden 105-103. They'll host the Wizards tomorrow night. And the Bruins were off last night. Boston will play in New York tonight against the Islanders. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.